Are you guys ready?
At least this thing?
See.
Cool. It's Friday, August something.
29th?
Yeah, that's it.
September.
August.
It's not even close to August.
Yeah, it's I love how I went with it, though.
Yeah. September 29th. These are the Wine Guys, guys. We're coming to you live from the wine cellar. How are you guys doing?
You know, Fat Pat, it's been a while.
It has. We missed a week.
Yeah, we slacked. This is Benny D. We just didn't record one last week.
Well, we had a big trip. We had a big trip to get planned for. But we're also joined here on this lovely evening by one of our producers, our sound guy. We're joined by our sound guy, Big Al.
Howdy, fellas. It's good to be here.
Great to have you here.
I'm excited to... excited to be here and drinking some wine with y'all.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh, you're not going to pour me one, Pat? That's cool. I'll just go fuck myself.
No one poured mine.
Woo!
I bet Jesus poured his own glasses of wine.
I highly doubt that. Actually, he probably did.
Yeah.
He was pretty poor.
I was going to say he was pretty giving.
That too.
He was poor, though.
He was poor.
He was poor. He was rich in love, though.
He was rich in other areas.
Yeah.
I heard a funny joke, but I can't remember it now. So this is
That was great. That was great.
It was about
great story.
It was about Noah drinking wine, though. That's why I wanted to remember it. But maybe it'll come to me.
I bet it was great.
R.I.P. Jokes.
I can just
dreams.
Imagine how funny it was.
I actually saw a meme about Noah's Ark.
You did?
It was two dinosaurs that were sitting on a edge of a cliff, and Noah's Ark was floating away, and it said, like, I guess we missed the memo or something like that.
Classic. That's classic.
At least you remembered his meme.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That story was better. What are we drinking?
Wine.
Oh, I'll introduce this wine that we're drinking. Shouts to noted listeners Shane and Lauren. They got this wine for me for my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Max. Yeah.
Little birthday present they gave me. We are drinking Duriguti. It's a blend.
Got to Mr. Duguri Dewey.
This makes me think of that very topical Bud Light commercial that's going on. That's dilly
dilly. Dilly
dilly. Dilly dilly. But it is a red blend from Mendoza, Argentina.
That's where two-thirds of Argentinian wine comes from.
Let's do. Let's dive into it real quick. Let's do tres palabras. Cuatro palabras, since Al's here.
It's a border region on border region of Chile.
Mendoza?
Yes.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Did you Google it?
Chile. I looked on Wikipedia.
Nice. All right, let's dive into it.
Looks dark. Like, extremely dark. It smells like a Syrah.
Yeah, it does smell, but it's like a blend, right?
Yeah, it's a blend.
Not too dry.
I think... Let me read the label.
Pretty acidic.
It's a red wine.
It's actually a red blend.
Yeah, I don't...
What I said earlier.
I don't know. I'm skimming it.
It has I was drinking a boxed Pinot Noir earlier, so this is a big curveball.
It tastes better than it smells, I'll say that.
Oh, it does? That's good.
I don't like the way it smells, but I like the way it tastes.
It's a lot of earth tones at the beginning, and then kind of like dark berries at the end.
I'm going with Fuerte.
Whoa.
Fuerte. Ooh.
This is super oaky.
This is strong to me. This earth wine tones, is strong.
Yeah, yeah.
It smells like a campfire.
It tastes like one, too. You know when you're like at a bonfire and your sweatshirt smells like that smell.
Like,
oh, I hate
rapey.
That smell.
I completely agree.
I hate that smell.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Nothing that's I dislike more like. Than the smell of your clothes the morning after a campfire.
But like wine stained fire, that sounds great.
Wine stained fire.
Fire stained wine.
Pardon. Oh, I just got another taste. Got to figure out what it is though.
All right, Ben went with Fuerte. I'm going with campfire. Suck it.
I'm going to go with oaky.
I'm going to say berry-y.
Berry-y. Okay.
It actually It has the natural intensity of the fruit.
What fruit?
I don't know. The fruit. The grape. That fruit.
The fruit, y'all.
This isn't my wine fact, but I did read something that you don't really taste the grapes. You taste other fruits, which is weird.
Bizarre. It's because the grape ferments.
Yeah, you know,
it just turns into...
You never taste grapes.
Glucose and fructose and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Was that
and
right?
And tannins, and we're just going to name a bunch
yeah,
of
all the
words we know about
all
wine.
The phenols that are in there.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
It does create the base.
It does create the base.
Yes, creates the base.
Yeah, Al, you're too far from the mic.
Sorry,
the people can't hear you. Spin the base so you can get it closer to you. Yeah, there you go. Boom.
Look at him do
it. We got him in here.
We got it.
We got him in here. We're talking. We're getting things. What should we move on to?
I just thought... What's your favorite region that we've had wine from so far?
I'm a big fan of Argentina. They really float my
boat. Just because you're a Malbec boy.
No, I like a lot of the things that come out of Argentina. We've had lots of wine that wasn't Malbecs, but I do like Malbecs. I just think, I don't know, I like Argentina. I like Spanish wines, too.
That's where I like Spanish wines.
I like the Pacific Northwest.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're a big PNW fan.
Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest.
I thought... Pinot Noir. PNW.
No. What about you, Al? Where's your region?
I'm a split. I love Argentinians, but I also love...
The people?
No, the wines.
They're nice. I think people
the
are
people
nice.
Are okay. They're a little cocky. Just kidding.
Shade thrown at the Argentinians.
Just kidding. But the wines are good. And PNW, too. I don't know. I'm not much of a...
You're not a Frant? France guy?
No.
Central Spain California's guy? Got good wine.
Is anybody
too.
Really?
French guy?
Yeah.
No one likes France. I'm sure they have some good wines, though.
I've heard.
They have good champagne.
Oui, oui. No,
they
no.
They have good bread and,
Andre?
And trees. I mean,
is
trees?
Andre from France?
They're they pretentious even? About their champagne. They have to be from Champagne, France.
Yes. You know what bubbly wine from Spain is called? Cava.
Oh, fun fact.
Yeah.
Never had it.
Apparently, we just got all
does
the facts
does it taste
right
the same?
Now.
Yeah.
Is it white still?
Yeah. Yeah. Tastes the same.
It's just called Cava.
Yeah. C-A-V-A.
What do we call ours? Andre?
Yeah. Cooks.
Cooks.
Bubbly.
Yeah.
Sparkling wine.
I can't do champ. Hurts my tummy.
Me too.
I take
it. I got one champagne flute in me and I'm out.
We're recording, right?
Yeah, we are recording.
I just had this weird feeling that you didn't press
fear. This, yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah,
we're off our game.
It has been a while, but
let's do Legend Savage, Dum Dum, Wine Guy of the Week.
Okay,
Max, you lead us off.
All okay,
right.
Oh. You go.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go.
I don't even remember mine.
Okay, I'll go.
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay, you go.
Okay, My legend of the week is Addison Russell. I can remember his first name. For all of you who don't know who he is, he plays for the Chicago Cubs. For all you don't know who that is a baseball team in Chicago.
Yeah.
And he plays shortstop, I believe.
Yeah. Second base.
And Cubs are small bears.
Cubs are small bears.
They are. They're the baby bears.
Yeah. So he was diving for a fly ball into the stands and kicked the nachos.
Yeah, he kicked
some big dude.
Some
dude who needed...
Some poor sap.
He wanted those nachos really bad. And
you could tell he'd been thinking about those nachos like all day.
They ended up all over his hands, Addison Russell.
And the field.
And people sitting next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And in between innings, Addison Russell went and got him nachos and brought him back to him. Brand new.
I know that this didn't happen, but I like to imagine that Addison Russell like hopped the wall, went up, and actually like stood in line
and forgot his
nachos.
Wallet. He's like, "Oh crap!"
Yeah, I know that'd be cool.
The amazing thing of that story, I thought, was that the guy was a St. Louis Cardinals fan, and they still got him nachos.
That's true. I left that part out.
For those of you who don't know, the St. Louis Cardinals were the away team.
Yes,
that they were playing. So
then they interviewed the guy in between innings. And, like, you know how they put a little label underneath him? Like,
yeah.
And they just wrote, lost his nachos.
Lost his nachos.
R.I.P.
Yeah, riveting stuff. Okay, I'll go. So I don't have a Legend or Savage. I mean, this guy's kind of all of those things, but really I'm going to give him my wine guy of the week. His name is, it actually has nothing to do with wine other than the fact that his name is Bobby Wine. And
how Bobby, do you spell Bobby?
Bobby's B-O-B-I.
Oh, God.
His name is Bobby Wine. He is a entrepreneur, a rapper, a and also, more importantly, a politician in Uganda. And currently...
Uganda, be kidding me.
No, no joke.
What's his favorite type of wine?
I don't know. What's a really feisty kind of wine?
It's a Syrah.
Yeah, probably a Syrah.
It's spicy.
So... apparently, the current president of Uganda is trying to, or he just decided that they're going to change the Uganda constitution, that there's no age limit for presidents. So he's essentially making himself president for the rest of his life, just becoming a dictator. So Bobby Wine's like, I'm not having any of this. And he started a full-out brawl in Uganda parliament. And there are some really funny pictures of him squaring up like 60-year-old men in parliament. So shouts to Bobby Wine for fighting for Ugandan constitution rights.
We're going to need to get Bobby Wine on the podcast.
Yeah, right? That'd be epic. Apparently, he's in jail.
Perfect. So. That two birds, one stone. We did want to interview somebody from jail and ask him about the wine.
The wine cellar.
Yeah.
Oh. Forgot.
So, stay safe in the slammer, Bobby.
I'm sure Ugandan prison isn't that great.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
I imagine it being dirt floors. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like most movies I've seen of African prisons, maybe it's not. Maybe it's cement. Who knows?
That's just what I imagine.
Yeah. Dirt might be nicer. It's softer to lay on.
That's true.
If you don't have a bed.
Spin zone.
Put some hay in there.
Yeah. Spin zone. Ben, right. Who do you got?
I have a legend and a savage, I guess we'll call it that. My first one's just really bad radio. So I saw a video of this chick wake surfing and wake surfing with an entire bottle of wine.
Yeah.
She was just holding it.
No, I didn't see this.
And then she was riding for a while doing a couple tricks. And then all of a sudden she eats it. And just holds the bottle of wine straight up in the air.
Doesn't spill a drop.
Never gets like underwater and is completely fine.
Yeah.
Survived the crash.
Yeah.
You know what I never...
It was her first instinct is the bottle of wine just flies up in the air.
As my brain processes what's going on.
Slowly.
No. Yeah. And also I thought of something weird. How do you get Instagram videos? Like there's the same video on so many different accounts. Does one person just send it to everyone?
It's just a whole lot of stealing.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to get it, though? I want that video. I want to post it.
I don't know, but we'll figure it out for the people.
You've got to get in with the meme gang. There's like a distinct like mafia of meme personalities, and you have to get in with them.
Yeah.
And they get the inside hook on all
and
of
them.
And
they get the video, and then you get a video via Gmail.
No, there's some way to probably extract it.
It's a real boys club. Like, literally, they're run by, like, 10-year-olds. Like, they're run by, like, stuff. Little 12-year-old.
There's a whole conglomerate of meme accounts, trust me.
They're all plagiarizers.
I have a lot of time at work.
It's a copycat league.
Well, we all want a copycat and take that video.
Yeah. Well, it fits with us more than it fits with anyone else, so we honestly deserve
to
have
it. Actually.
Yeah. In a way, it's
ours.
Almost more our video than it was even the people who took it.
Yeah.
I'll just slide into the DMs of the chick that ate crap with the wine. How about that?
You found the OG post?
No, but that would be sweet if I did, right?
Yeah. It would. It'd be impressive. Sometimes those things get passed around the internet so hard that you can never find the original poster.
Like a beach ball at a Nickelback concert.
Yeah, like a bouncing around like a beach ball at a Nickelback concert.
That's
exactly,
right.
Al.
The town bicycle.
Al, do you have a legend or savage of the week?
Oh, well, I didn't have one, but then I kind of remembered on the college front of that one. The girl who fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, the beer on her head, and then just chugged the shit out of it. And then the guy in the video just went bananas.
Jaw hit the floor.
Definite legend of the week.
Yeah, he wanted to wife that girl up pretty quick.
I mean... who wouldn't at that point in time?
It was strange. Like, it was pretty insane. It was also pretty weird how, like, kind of hot it was. I don't know if it's supposed to be, but it was kind of like, well,
it's working.
Yeah, it worked.
I mean, that's just impressive. No matter
for those of
you
who don't know
it.
What Stone Cold Steve Austin is, she actually it's cavemanning technically. She took a shook up can of beer and smashed it on her own head and then chugged the whole thing.
Yeah, and it worked the first time.
First bang.
Banging cans on their head for like 10 times.
Yeah. And then they start bleeding. And
CTE.
Knock himself out. Get CTE.
CTE.
Allegedly.
You can't know until you're dead.
No, they actually just came out this week and they found a way to discover CTE in living people.
Does it have to do with wine?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh,
maybe damn. I bet the researchers
wine
drink wine.
Decreases your chance of getting CTE. Heard it here first.
This is not a made up fact. That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
It decreases my chance
of
playing.
I have a quick dum-dum.
Touch
foot. Ooh, dum-dum.
Yep. This one is Donald Trump, and it's not for the reason everyone thinks, ooh, we're getting all political, because I don't do that.
Yep.
I just thought some of his tweets were funny when he was calling Kim Jong, who I call Jim Kong. He was calling him Rocket Man, and for whatever reason to me, I think that's the funniest thing in the world.
All I hear is Elton John playing.
Mm-hmm. I think of that movie. Did you guys ever see Rocket Man? It was with the...
Was that Billy Joel?
It was the guy who...
The crazy hair.
He was like a plumber or something, and they decided to send him to the moon or something like that. Or they go to Mars or some shit. Old Disney classic.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Kind of
a Rocket Man.
Yeah, they sing that.
I also... Shout out to Chad Ochocinco, who made a funny tweet saying that... Yeah, he made a funny tweet.
I made a tweet.
he tweeted it. That Donald Trump and Jim Kong should just have a pay-per-view fight. Just
oh wow, that would be so funny.
I mean, people are asking for it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Give the just people get in the what ring. They want.
Yeah,
they would both make a lot of money.
This would be the McGregor Mayweather.
Yeah, they'd probably make more.
Rocket Man versus Rumpy.
Who do you think would win?
I don't know. I think Jim Kong's pretty short.
They both just heel over. Actually, that would be great.
Win-win.
No, I was going to say someone would snipe one of them. But probably be pretty intense.
We're
going
to have
security.
To cut that now. You're going to get on some FBI list for saying that.
I said
that.
Someone would. Allegedly.
Yeah, that's not a good look for you,
know,
Pat.
I don't know, man. Now we're going to be on some list.
Allegedly.
Not a wine list either.
Yeah, not.
Ooh.
Good one. Nice. So let's move into some wine facts, because everybody's got some actually pretty good wine facts.
We've been just pumping out wine facts left and right.
Yeah, and those weren't even ones we prepared.
I know.
Those were right off the top.
Ben,
what do you got?
Sure, I'll do mine. I got two. So sadly, this wine fact is about pairing food with wine, even though we're not doing that tonight.
It's all right.
But when wine and food are paired together, they have a synergy or a third flavor beyond what either the food or the drink offers alone.
That's,
so we should
that's,
have been,
our, that's our disgusting flavor that
yeah,
we always get.
It is. That
yeah,
chem-
that's
that chemically,
the synergy.
Yeah. So I knew I needed to point that out, because I was like, had like an epiphany. I was like, wow, that's it. We need to come up with a better name for that third flavor, though.
I really, I kind of like it, though, because it feels like I'm reading like a cheesy business textbook where they throw in like stupid business jargon, like synergy and other stupid bit like acronyms and shit.
That's my job title's an acronym.
Is it, what is it?
SEO.
Oh yeah, that's another one. Optimization, that's for sure a business buzzword.
Yeah.
Synergy,
integration,
implementation. KPIs. That's the one I hate that one. That one gets my blood boiling. Key performance indicators is what that stands for.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, it gets thrown around everywhere. I hear
you should just start using business buzzwords to describe wine. No, that'd be terrible. Don't do that. Bad idea.
So, integration between this.
Continue.
My other wine fact refers back to, I can't remember what episode it is. I wish I could remember, where Pat talks about soy sauce. And thought that it was like soy sauce, like I am the sauce.
Yeah,
oh.
Soy sauce, I am the sauce.
I am sauce.
But soy sauce has 10 times more antioxidants than red wine, which I thought was
Here's a terrible idea. Let's try them together, and then we'll get all the antioxidants.
Can we do dumplings?
Ooh,
we're gonna overdose on antioxidants.
We won't have any oxidants.
Blueberries, wine, soy sauce. What else is high in?
We won't have any oxidants in our body.
We're saving our bodies.
Yeah. Pat, what's your wine fact?
I have two.
Okay.
The first one is just kind of crazy that it's estimated that the wine industry just in the United States will generate close to $220 billion in 2017.
Nice. So we are in the right business.
In just the U.S.
Our company alone does $1 billion.
Yeah.
Of those 220.
Isn't that crazy? That's a lot of money.
I know. You wouldn't think we'd make that much from just selling t-shirts.
I know. What? When a billion people buy one t-shirt.
Yeah, they'd fly off the shelves.
The other one talks about resveratrol in the skin.
Can we one more time? Try that one again?
Resveratrol.
Can you say it slower?
What's the country of origin?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, I can. Grapes grown at higher elevations will contain higher levels of resveratrol in their skins. And resveratrol in grape skins reputedly possess anti-aging and disease-fighting properties, and studies have also suggested that it could inhibit tumor growth and curb pre-carcinogenic activity.
Can you give me the Wikipedia version of this?
It says, if you drink enough wine, you'll get the Benjamin Button effect, and you'll anti-age. Yeah. And it'll start going the other way.
But the wine has to be from higher elevation.
Yeah, but you got to drink really high wine.
What if you drink wine?
Right. Correct.
What if you drink wine at high elevation? Same effect?
You just get really drunk. Twice as quick.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You anti-age quicker.
Because the skins are still in red wine.
In red wine, yes.
Yes. We learned that on a
We know past that because of science.
We know that because of past wine facts. Yeah.
In science.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my two.
Okay, I have a fun one. The ladies are really going to like this one. Studies just came out of some university that I don't remember. That two glasses...
It was Oxford.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Probably.
Or Columbia.
Could have been.
It was Regis University.
Yeah, it might have been. It could have been Red Rocks Community College. I don't really care. But they just came out with a study that said two glasses of wine before bed helps lose belly fat. And especially in women. So, ladies.
I was going to say, good thing you added that other part because I was like, why are you targeting the women?
Yeah, because it works even better for them. So, ladies, if you're trying to shed some belly fat, two glasses of wine before bed. You're welcome. Cool, guys. Great input. Thanks.
So, drink more than two glasses. You'll burn more fat.
Yeah, so that's math. That's the transitive property.
How about two bottles?
If you make it to bed, you'll burn fat.
You'll make it to bed.
That's the key.
Wherever you started drinking.
Bed. To bed. You have to go to bed. Yeah, if you sleep you have on the to couch, go to bed. You gain weight.
If you don't make it to bed.
Yeah.
If that was true, I would be so fat.
I know. Yeah,
it doesn't work for you.
I sleep on the couch.
Frequently.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, our couch is a bed.
Yeah,
it's pretty good
bed. Half the time I turn over and... Max is laying there too.
That's true. That's also true.
I have a we could call it word around the wine cooler.
Oh, okay.
Nice. That's a segment we designed.
Yeah, it's a frustrating word around the wine cooler because normally it's always about females, you know? Everyone talks about it. And I was on the Colorado Wine Country Inn website and one of their packages. So I'll go through the packages. Passion in Palisade, Sweet and Simple Romance, Cruise in the Vines, and Girlfriend's Getaway. What about us?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, maybe we can get a wine guy's guide.
So what I really want to do is sign up for the Girlfriend's Getaway. We should do it.
What is it?
It is...
tell us what you've won.
It includes a buffet breakfast, a daily wine reception, one bottle of private label wine, two logo wine glasses, and a spa gift basket.
I want
and
that.
The hotel room.
Yep. Spa gift basket sounds dope. Yeah.
But I just couldn't believe it. I was looking for the boyfriend's getaway. couldn't find it. Sorry, it was just frustrating.
Yeah, that's so.
That's what we're trying.
As wine guys, that's what we're trying to do. Is we're trying to fight these gender stereotypes, because you know what? Maybe there needs to be a boyfriend's getaway.
Yeah, I agree.
Does this? No, we'll leave it as boyfriend's getaway.
No, we can come up with something.
Wine guys, guys getaway. WGG
boyfriends in bottles.
WGGGGGGG.
Wine guys getaway. Wine guys,
guys getaway.
Getaway, getaway, getaway.
That's a mouthful. Either way, we need to have a guys wine trip, and there needs to be one on that website. I won't stand for this.
I won't either.
I'll send him a firmly worded email.
Yes, I was going to say a polite email.
This blatant lack of representation among wine hotels. So, oh God, it feels good to get that out there.
All right, now I can sleep tonight.
Right, let's
feels good to air
those
grievances.
Al, since this one's for you, why don't you go ahead and introduce this one?
Okay, we're doing the menage a trois of munchie snacks.
Yes.
Or just munchies.
Munchies. When you get the munchies, could be from things you smoke, could be from things you drink, but, you know, that moment where you just get the hankering for some snacks.
Yeah, I mean, it could even be when you're done working out or sitting in your desk at work.
Sure. The munchies can hit at any time.
You want to do a snake draft, or we should do all three?
Let's do all three. Let's change it up.
We can do all three.
Let's let Al go first, since he's our guest.
All right. First one, special wine shout out, Merlot Bellavitano and Triscuit crackers.
What?
It's cheese and crackers. It's a
cheese. The classiest munchie I've ever
It's
heard
a cheese soaked in Merlot with Triscuits. It's fucking phenomenal.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
I'll have to bring some over. I don't know how I didn't tonight.
You sound awfully classy.
Second, continuing with the cheese theme, mozzarella sticks.
Sound like
mozzarella sticks.
I'm going to sound like a bum compared to you.
Number three, also continuing with the cheese theme, Cheez-Its.
Ooh, yeah. Damn it. That is you fucking nailed that one.
You can go wine with all those, because that's wine and cheese. From the least classy Cheez-Its to the most classy Merlot dipped cheese.
Yeah, Merlot soaked
cheese. Cheese has a special place in my heart, and especially in my munchie heart.
My munchie. Right in your munchie heart.
Ben?
Ben, you go.
Oh, I was hoping I was going to ride this one out. But we'll go with number one, kettle corn.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, I love kettle
no
corn.
No way, man. Too many kernels in my teeth.
I have to grieve an errant about kettle corn and popcorn.
Go ahead.
It gets stuck in my gums, and I hate it.
Oh, yeah. So hard?
I hate
it. Picking it out for days.
But it does make you floss.
I guess.
It might be a good thing.
Because when you're in a movie, in a theater, and it's just bugging you right for the whole entire movie, you try and get it out, never get it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you just keep eating them, you never have to worry about that.
I feel like everyone has that one spot, that one tooth that it always gets stuck. Like, I know exactly which one it always gets stuck in my mouth. I can feel it with my tongue.
Your third bicuspid?
Two teeth back from that one.
I was just making shit
up. It's your...
The bicuspid's the only one I know.
Incisors, incisors, canines, and molars.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah, this is your bicuspid. The one that makes you look like a vampire. Okay, next one, Ben.
My next one is chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
Does that count?
Yeah.
How about, I'll go with the, this is the really crappy version. I don't even like these cookies that much, but the chewy soft ones. What's it called?
Chips Ahoy?
Chips Ahoy, but the chewy ones. I like soft cookies. We have to go real snack version of those. And last one, I'm just going to go with barbecue chips. Because I can always eat barbecue chips.
I saw you eating some earlier.
Yeah, I was.
Big fan. Up that another level, barbecue kettle chips.
Mesquite barbecue kettle chips.
They got that extra crunch.
Mm.
Yeah, I like to mix it up with my barbecue.
True. Sometimes it's nice to have just a nice, thin, crispy Lay's. Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, my first one, because I can eat a whole bag of these without them really affecting my taste buds or anything, is pretzel goldfish, because I love goldfish, but I really like pretzels, and it's kind of the best of both worlds. Two sort of Ben's, but not quite, Mrs. Fields cookies.
Oh, I changed mine. Mrs. Fields.
No,
nope,
too bad.
Girl.
I already got it. Mrs. Fields cookies. I can eat like
fresh
I
from the mall.
Yeah, the ones. Yeah, they're single packaged.
Oh yeah.
Your mom would buy like a box of them.
Is it like the definition of a munchie that you can eat a lot of it?
Well, you can eat a lot. You just feel extra fat because you have to open each one individually.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts.
You can also make your own munchies. You could have homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Al's munchie was cheese soaked in wine.
Yeah, are you making that?
No, but I'm buying it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, though.
You don't even have to buy it. You can still make it.
Just because it's a munchie doesn't mean it can't be prepared.
Yeah, okay. You got to just plan ahead.
Okay, plan ahead
I'm
for
I'm changing
those.
Mine to Pat's homemade chocolate chip cookies. Boom.
That's me.
I'm going to take Mrs. Fields over.
She's dead.
Pat by a million.
Okay. And my last one is... It's my favorite thing to have at 3 a.m. when I come home from the bars. It's a bowl of Reese's Poofs.
That's a weird move.
All right. So I'm going to start off mine. Pretty similar. Reese's Puffs, sans milk.
Just the Reese's Puffs?
Yeah. Getting a handful. Really? Oh, yum.
Too dry. I can't do it.
I somehow knew you were going to do that.
Part of my favorite thing is the milk post Reese's Poofs, though.
I know, but...
All right, we got to tell the followers that you need to stop calling it Reese's Poofs. Both of those words are incorrect.
Potato, potato.
Reese's Poofs. Puffs.
My next one...
Reese's Poofs.
My next one is single stuffed Oreos dipped in Jif peanut butter.
Whoa.
Really good.
Why not double
They're stuffed? High-fiving, just so everyone knows.
I didn't want double stuffed. I like single stuffed.
I agree. I think double stuffed is too much frosting.
I can't believe I'm in the minority.
Sidetrack, the Trader Joe's Mocha Jojo's, the coffee of course, version of the Oreos, are the best fucking Oreo version I've ever had in my life. But they've been replaced for pumpkin, RIP.
Oh, God, fall. I love fall for a lot of things, but I fucking hate it for pumpkins.
And then my last one, I can eat 5 boxes of these. Cheese Ritz. The Cheese Ritz sandwiches. Those little
They're like Oreos. The little ones.
Oh, yeah.
I
stay away from that aisle.
Dude, I can't remember the last time I had one of those, but yeah, those are delicious. Good. Those are great. That's a good find.
Really amazed no one mentioned pizza.
Does anyone have any honorable mentions?
Oh, definitely. Scandinavian Swimmers.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's shouts.
Bagel Bites. Swedish Fish really just got blown out of the water by Scandinavian Swimmers. Really, and also pizza.
I have Skittles.
Skittles? Dude, I can eat like 5 Skittles and my mouth is just destroyed.
I can eat a bag. Oh, a family size.
Mouth hurts just
I love M&M's if we're going that direction. Ooh. I can just crush peanut M&M's for days. That's like the Oreo.
I don't know. What am I thinking of? What am I thinking of?
I just love just sometimes straight up potato chips. Just classic potato chips.
You dip it in like a dip?
Yeah, probably the best one is Ruffles and French onion dip.
Okay. If you're dipping, that's fine. If you're eating plain chips, that's a crazy person move.
I like plain chips with like a PB&J. Granted, that's not munchies, but we're getting off topic.
You put the potato chips in the PB&J.
Sometimes if I'm feeling frisky.
I was more of a Cheetos in the PB&J kid.
That's also fuego.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. What are we moving on to? What's next? Ben, tell the people what's next.
Let me find out.
Oh, you had a fermented idea.
Oh, yeah. It's slightly fermented. Sounds like I'm saying demented. It's not.
Nutty Buddy.
What? That sounds
It's so
inappropriate.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Those are like those.
Oh, like wafer.
Those are the wafer. I'm on the Little Debbie website right now.
Oatmeal cream pies, I got to throw that in as my honor.
Anything on the
Little Debbie roster is just fire on munchies.
They're a juggernaut, that's for sure.
Oh,
it's also very cheap, so when you spend all your money on weed, then you can go buy cheap snacks from Little Debbie.
I'm a pretty big Twinkie guy. I love Twinkies.
I like Zingers better. They have the frosting on the top.
Really?
They're, I don't know, Twinkies. If had such with
back to my fermented idea.
Yeah,
fermented,
sorry. Idea.
So
I had to.
I came up with this a couple weekends ago when it was Max's birthday, and we went to a sushi place.
Best weekend of the year.
And there was like, I don't know, like 10 of us, maybe 12 of us. We were all eating. We just decided we were going to do like family style sushi. We just ordered a ton of sushi. But when it came, it was kind of hard for everybody to get to try it. So I want to design like this table that basically is like, how do I want to describe this? It's like a runway for sushi where it just goes back and forth. So you can just pick it off. I know people are going to say it's already invented.
I was
going to
say,
yada.
You know that there are
there's like these like buffet train. Places where it just like flies on by. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm talking about. I'm talking about tables.
You want one
design.
Just for your table.
Yes.
Yes.
Or like a tray that you sit on one side and you can literally like just like push it and shoot it to the other side. So it just, it makes it easy transportation of the sushi. I think that needs to be invented.
What if they installed those things they have at the bank that they, when you do the drive up thing, the tubes that shoot, do that but with sushi, but like little ones that just are sushi size that go from
and
side of the table to the side of the
thing.
Table. Yeah.
Then you don't even have to have it like brought to the table. You could just have them shoot it to
you. They
just
shoot
then,
the sushi through, yeah, from the kitchen.
Yeah. That would be,
you know what? And just shoot the whole roll because it's kind of shaped tube.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're just shooting it to you. You can just order by the roll.
This idea just got a lot better.
ATM sushi place?
Is that they're for sure
like the bank teller?
Vending machines that have sushi in them in Japan.
Yeah, part of the fun, though, is going to be having my sushi shoot through the tube, yeah, and then deliver at me.
Yes.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like you go to the bank,
like
the drive through.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Have you not been listening?
Yeah, have you not been listening?
No,
where have you been for last?
I've been breaking the news inside my head that Hugh Hefner died.
No.
R.I.P.
On air?
No. Yeah, on air.
This is live. Breaking news.
He died about 7 hours ago.
What?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
This is.
He's 91.
Was 91.
Come on. Show some respect.
Yeah, he was 91.
All the blood was in his dick. R.I.P.
Wow.
Sorry. Too soon.
What are all of his girlfriends going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's the.
Is he married?
Who's
right
gonna
now?
Run the Playboy
He's usually
Mansion
married, now. Right? He's usually married to
yeah,
at least
he normally
one person
has a
at a
couple.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. He's normally married to one.
Who do you think at gets all his stuff?
I don't know. Who do you think's in his will? Did he ever have any kids?
He had to. I just feel like you can't have that much sex and not. Have
or
any
he
kids.
Had a procedure many years ago.
That could be. That would be smarter.
Yeah, I mean, logically,
he's only had three spouses and five partners.
Holly.
Oh, he has four kids, including Christy Hefner. No idea who that is.
Yeah, well, were we supposed to know who that was?
Holly Kendra
and
what's her name?
Of Playboy Enterprises.
Yeah, she's probably getting everything.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was the one who decided to stop showing boobies in
Whoa,
Playboy.
Whoa, she's 64. That would make sense.
Yeah, he was 90.
One.
Wow. He's dead.
Whew. Moment of silence.
Pour one out.
R.I.P. in peace.
Pour one out to the. That guy was truly a visionary.
I bet he was a wine guy. I just have a hunch.
Oh, that dude had one hell of a cellar. You can believe it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He probably had a secret entrance.
He also had a wine cellar.
I wonder how he died.
Death.
He died from death?
Yeah.
Hate it when that
Wins
happens.
Wins again.
He died at his home.
Oh, good for him.
Interesting.
Right.
Well, yeah,
moving on.
That's why
Do you
I wasn't
think he died
attention.
Having sex?
One would hope.
One would
him.
Hope, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That would be the way. That would be the way he'd want to go. I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm my world is rocked right now.
Okay, that was a good moment of silence.
Yeah. Good moment of silence, everybody.
Whew.
Try not to cry.
We could talk about that new bar in Denver for the Denverites.
I already forgot about it.
Yeah, what bar?
It's called 5430. It's the tallest rooftop bar in Denver. I should have looked at how many stories it was. But,
so you can be really high while
I'm guessing it's either 54 or 30.
No, that's probably the elevation.
Oh,
touché, salesman. God. Maybe it's both.
That's why we bring you on here.
Sometimes you just got to be a little elevated to get that.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to be a little, higher than the rest of us.
Yeah.
That bar's even higher than that. How about that?
We'll see about that.
That's true. We should. Do you think they'll let us in? Do you think they let normal people in, or do you think it's like ritzy?
It's probably ritzy.
I think we could.
They'll let us in. We couldn't afford drinks.
Mm.
Yeah.
We probably one.
Yeah.
One drink, a water.
If we just got paid.
Your piggy banks.
On payday.
Yeah.
We'll go on Friday when we're feeling rich. I don't know. I don't have anything else left. What's on tap for this weekend? Ben? Pat?
What's on tap for this weekend? What's this weekend?
Pat.
What?
What's on tap for this weekend?
Oh, it's Rachel's birthday.
Who's Rachel?
My girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
I love you.
Shouts to Rachel.
And noted wine gal's gal, Danielle.
Yep.
Yes, forgot about that one as well.
Yep. So they're going to have we'll be having a nice big party at Ratio Brewing Company. Ratio?
Yes, Ratio.
Ratio Brewing Company. So if you're in the area, stop in.
We won't be drinking wine because they don't serve it there.
True. But maybe we'll move to Monkey Theorem. Schminfinish Monkey Theorem is what I'm. I'll bleep that out.
I was like,
out.
I never heard of that other place.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll bleep it out.
Hey, Ratio could have a beer aged in a wine barrel. You never know.
True. Those are always very good.
It's also Great American Beer Festival Week coming up soon. That's going to pop up a lot more. You're going to get some nice wine barrel aged beers.
Yeah. Those are good. I like those.
Yeah.
What about. Do they age. What if they aged wine in beer barrels?
I thought about that too.
Beer barrels aren't a thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
What if they age beer in wine barrels and then they age wine in those barrels?
You should start that. That would be hit. Hipsters would fucking love that.
I would love to put that on a label. This is wine aged beer.
WBW. Barrels. WBW. Wine, beer, wine.
What happens if you had like a keg of wine?
Oh, they have kegs
of
wine.
Kegs of wine. That's really? What's that Schminfinich Monkey.
Huh.
It's just not CO2.
They're just not carbonated? Yeah. Just pressurized?
Yes.
How much wine is in the keg?
Anywhere from 5.5 gallons to 10 or something like that. 13?
120 red cups.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
No, let's go with that.
Enough. We'll just say that. There's enough.
Enough to party.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're in the area, if you're in the Rhino District, holler at your boys.
Also, I have a confession to make. I never posted that post that I was going to post.
Yeah, the one that you teased for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So we're still teasing that.
Who knows? It may never even happen.
Yep. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. But be on the lookout.
Stay tuned either way.
Go United States.
In what?
President's Cup.
Oh, yeah, Pat, you got a new hat.
Oh, I got a hat. I got a brand new hat.
Don't worry, everyone. It's cool. You can't see it, but it's tight.
It's really cool. There's a soccer player. He's Italian. His name is Andrea Pirlo. And he's about to kick a soccer ball. And he's holding a glass of wine in his left hand and a bottle in his right.
It's the most wine guys hat ever.
It also looks like that game that we wanted to design with the kickball. Just playing kickball with wine.
With wine.
Wine in hand kickball?
Yeah, it's so much better than beer in hand.
Yeah, he's a revolutionary.
Yeah.
You have to play in all white.
Yes. Every team.
Every team is in all white.
Some of us can't afford that laundry bill. Not I.
No, that's another. It's extra points is by the end of the season, whoever's jerseys are
the cleanest.
The cleanest.
It's kind of like a tie dye shirt, but wine.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's a wide eye shirt.
Whoa.
Wine tie dyed.
Yeah.
You could do different.
Wine dye.
Okay.
Wine dye.
I can arrange some looks for this. Don't worry.
Don't worry. I'm going to cut all this because I think we just came up with a new fashion.
Whoa. Let's buy some shirts.
Okay, well, we have work to do, so let's shut this thing down.
All right.
Where can the people follow you?
People can follow me at Max Shreds.
At Patrick Rodino.
At Giggle Buddy.
I giggle every time I hear that. Cabernet every day.
Facebook.com/WineGuysGuys. At WineGuysGuys on Instagram. WineGuysGuys.com/WineCellar to buy a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Buy shirts.
Lots of them. Soon there will be wine dye shirts on there.
And we're going to design some other shirts.
Max will design.
Yeah, I'll probably design some more shirts. Yeah. I just got to get bored at work. Hopefully my boss doesn't listen.
Get bird.
Okay. All right. Shut it down.
All right. Peace. Bye, family.
Love you guys.
Toodaloo.